Blog Talk Radio. And from coast to coast and around the globe, you're listening to Psychic Talk Radio. Hey, everybody, I'm Dax Carlisle, executive producer of Psychic Talk and president of the Tarot Guild, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. Let me bring on my fabulous co-host. She is an angel practitioner, an oracle and tarot reader, works with the energy of crystals for healing and many other benefits. Coming all the way from Utah, it's Charlotte Kornberg. Let's bring Charlotte on here. So it's been a week. How's things going? Hi.
It is going really well, thank you. Just enjoying the summer. And some exciting news. Since y'all hear my animals every week, my peacock hatched her 2 babies today.
Your peacock?
So now I have hatched.
I didn't hear that.
She had. She's been sitting on 2 eggs, and I noticed today she's out in the yard with them now. So the next generation of peacocks has made an appearance here on the farm.
Woohoo! All right.
Yeah.
So here on Wednesdays we are a open line show, which means you can call in and, you know, talk about whatever's on your mind. You can ask us questions about angels, tarot, numerology, crystals, psychic development, or get a mini reading live on air as well. So we're a live call-in show. Give us a ring at 714-816-4628 and join us in the chat room at psychictalk.net/live. You know, I haven't even gone, I have to be honest, I haven't even gone into the chat room. I guess I should do that. I don't know. What do you think? Should I go in the chat room?
One of us probably should, because I have not checked in there yet today either.
Yeah, I know Sharona's in there. Speaking of Sharona, we're going to bring her right on now as well, because we have a guest co-host on the show, which we love when she's on here. Yeah. And Sharona is a certified angel practitioner and angel Reiki master. If you have any questions about what the heck that is, you can ask Sharona, because here she is. Hi, Sharona.
Awesome. So great to be back with you and Charlotte. I just love being on your show. I mean, it's all about spreading love and kindness and giving a boost of just really good positive energy out to the world. Love it. Love it.
And we love you.
Absolutely, don't
we? Oh, thank you.
And I also wanted to mention that Sharona is, or has been, I should say, the host of Angelic Realms Radio on Sundays, the first and third Sundays. Now, Angelic Realms is on hiatus for the summer, and I'm going to let the cat out of the bag a little bit. Sharona is kind of working on a new show. So you'll hear more about that later. It's percolating right now. So over the summer and as we get into the fall, you may be hearing little tidbits about something new coming your way in fall. Meanwhile, we want to extend the invitation for Sharona to come on any and every Wednesday show this summer that she's available. So she's going to tell us when she's available and pop in.
I am not too proud to beg, Sharona. I love you just that much.
Oh, thank you. I love you too.
Awesomeness. So give us a ring, folks. I'm going to give out the call-in number again. Now, when you get through, remember to press number 1 on your keypad so we know that you want to be live on air. When you press 1. It puts you into the queue in the order that you called in. And so we take the calls that way in the order that they came in. And here's the number. Get ready. 714-816-4628. And remember to join us in the chat room at psychictalk.net/live. You'll find the player there, the call-in number. Scroll down below the player, and you'll find the chat room. You can ask questions in there as well and get a mini reading even right from the chat room, because some people are listening to us, you know, at work and stuff, and they can't call in, but they can type. So you guys can ask questions in the chat room, ask for a mini reading in the chat room. We'd love to do that. So while we're letting people get into the caller queue here, we've got a couple of calls, but we want to get, you know, give time for people to call in. A couple different things. First, I wanted to mention the numerology of the day. All this month, I've been, you know, every show that I'm on, that if I remember, I tell them that, you know, we have the date, which reduces to a single digit, and then there's the day. And all this month of June, the date and the day are the same, which means it's like double that energy. So really take advantage of the different numbers as they come up. For instance, today is the 26th, so 2 plus 6 is 8. And the entire date, June 26, 2019, if you add all those numbers up, you get 26 again. 2 plus 6 is 8. That's right. So double 8 energy, 8 is abundance. This is the day, folks. This is really when things can start to flow. I also pulled a card of the day and got the Four of Pentacles. So 8 is double 4, so that's really apropos. And the Four of Pentacles is about creating abundance, especially financial and material security. And it's about enriching your life and groundedness and investing and establishing a foundation for material success, financial success. And it's also protecting your assets and things along those lines. So those are some of the things that may be coming up in your day today. So I just wanted to mention that real quick. One other announcement I want to mention so everybody knows that there's only 4 days left in my Pride Month sale. So it's my birthday in June. It was June 16th. And so it's my birthday month. And coincidentally, it's also Pride Month. So I created a sale. I put it on psychictalk.net/pride. That's the page you want to go to, psychictalk.net/pride. In fact, I'm going to pop over there myself right now real quick here while we're chatting because I wanted to look at the countdown. Yeah, 4 days, 10 hours, 51 minutes. So it's going to run out at the end of the month here. Basically, you can book a private tarot coaching session with me for $27. You can order a full custom numerology report for $27, and you can get both for $47. And for you professional readers out there, you can get certified and get your membership for $37. And if you're new to tarot and numerology, you can enroll in my Tarot by the Numbers course for just $67. And so all of those are about 60 to 68% off the regular prices. I wanted to do something really special for my birthday month and Pride Month. It's all coming to an end in just a little over 4 days. So head over to psychictalk.net/pride and book your sessions now and in your enrollments and apply for certification. Do that now, folks. Get over there. What about you, Sharona and Charlotte? What's going on in your world, Sharona?
Well, I am so excited. There's something that I put together with a whole lot of love, and that is my Certified Angel Reiki Practitioner course. And I'm having a sale right now. If you enroll now, you get the special early bird price. So in this course, you will get certified in both traditional Yasui Reiki as well as my Angel Reiki, where you will learn to channel the seven colors of the rainbow from the angel rays and use it as light energy that you can infuse into your Reiki sessions and into your whole life.
PsychicTalk.net/angelreiki. That'll take you right over to the page. You can read more about it. And I wish you a lot of luck with that through the summer, Sharona, now that it's in the can, as they say. It's all done, ready to go. What about you, Charlotte?
Yeah.
What's going on with Terra Souls?
Well, first of all, I just got a big new shipment of crystals. So we've got some nice rose quartz, some nice clear quartz, some power, some labradorite, a little bit of amethyst, got a little bit of everything. And I just, it's like, I think that's the best part of this business is when your orders come in, it's like Christmas.
It's like Christmas.
It is, because, you know, usually by the time it gets to me, I'm like, what did I order? And then so as I'm, you know, and they're always very careful about how they wrap things to ship them so they don't break. So as I'm unwrapping, I'm like, what's going to be in this piece of bubble wrap? And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's so cool. That's my Jade Dragon. Anyway, and so there's that going on, and you can find that over at Facebook on Terra Souls. Most of the stuff, I'm still in the process of populating the page with all the stuff I got. But also, I also am running a special I'm putting it through the end of July for now, and that is my reading. All my readings will be $20. So usually they're $35 for an angel card reading, but until the end of July, they will be $20. And I will actually allow you, as long as you pay for them before the end of July, you can redeem that at any time. If you get a gift certificate or whatever, you can redeem that at any time. So that's what's going on at Terra Souls.
Awesome. You can go over to PsychicTalk.net/Charlotte. And you can get in contact with Charlotte and ask her about her crystals, about Terra Souls, book one of those discounted angel card readings as well, all over there at PsychicTalk.net/Charlotte. And then Sharona you'll find at PsychicTalk.net/Sharona. And if you don't remember all these URLs, just remember the website, PsychicTalk.net. Because if you go to the main page there, you can scroll down and there's links to our past shows, our archive. There's links to the upcoming shows. And you'll also find our hosts right there on the front page, right there on the main page. You scroll down and you'll see all of our pictures. And if you hover your cursor over our images, you'll get a drop-down menu and the link to our pages is right there in that drop-down menu. So you only need to remember PsychicTalk.net. Awesome. So are you ladies ready? We'll go over to the phone line, see who's out there, what they want to chat about.
I'm ready.
I'm as ready as I'm going to be. Woohoo! Oh. Bring them on.
Okay, so we're going to go to area code 305 first. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Eileen, and I'm in Florida, South Florida. It's so hot outside. My feet almost burnt on the concrete. And we have tons and tons of peacocks. Yeah, we have tons and tons of free-roaming peacocks here, so I just wanted to give a shout-out to the farm girl there.
Hey, Charlotte.
You know,
I see the mothers and the babies and the fathers and the babies all the time, yeah.
Yeah, they are the best for eating bugs, too. All my neighbors will have horrible grasshopper problems, lightning bug problems, and box elder bug problems, and my house is basically bug-free. The grasshoppers go to my plants. Yeah, and it's because the peacocks are so good at pest control.
Controlling it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm grateful they're not near my house because I don't want them on the roof, and there's a dog park across the street, so they stay where it's a little bit quieter. Anyway, I have a question. It's regarding what happened today. I had arranged with a... Can I ask? Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we're just waiting on you, Eileen. We're just waiting on you. Go right ahead.
Okay. So I had a client of mine and who became a client of mine who was doing some service work in my home, and I was giving him a gift of something that I do, and he liked it so much that he started asking me about framing it. So I did a design for him and framed the whole thing, and I texted him this morning, and I said, you know, I have it ready. When would you like to come? And he says, can he come today at noon? And the guy never showed up, and he has this big company. He never showed up, didn't call, and he still hasn't called, and I've texted him numerous times, and I'm thinking maybe, and when I actually call a number, it says it goes into a the customer at this number cannot be available right now. So maybe his phone went flat, or maybe he lost his phone. No, but he texted me this morning at 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock, saying that he would come to my studio. So do you pick up on what could have happened to him? And he's not going to stiff me, is he? He owns a very big company, and he employs tons and tons of people, and he seemed very honorable and very humble and very gentle. And he wanted to bring his wife with him to see this painting that I have. So I was, you know, all excited, and then I can't reach him.
Well, it's only been a few hours, right? That he's...
Four hours.
It's 4 hours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not very professional.
Well, you know, see, God, I have to jump in and say, yeah, but no. Well, it's hard for people to wrap their head around, you know, but see, I'm an entrepreneur. So I understand the mindset, okay? And, you know, when I pull cards on that aspect of it, I mean, I see all kinds of stuff coming up here. I mean, we got the Knight of Swords rushing in. We got the King of Wands. We got the King of Cups. He's busy.
Yeah.
4 hours is nothing. If you don't hear from him in 4 weeks, then begin to worry. If it's an ordinary person and they work 9 to 5, that's something completely different. It's like they're going to tell you, I get off work at 5, I'll be able to come over there at 6:30. You know, call me at 6 or call me at 5:15, I'll be off work at 5. You know, us entrepreneurs, we don't live normal lives. Okay?
I know that.
We are
the same way.
We're working 24/7. And we will have things come in that we're not expecting. Oh yeah, you know, I'm gonna go over to Eileen's house at noon, and then this happens, and then this other person comes in, and then this other person comes in, and
okay.
that's why all these people are showing up. Okay, he's running around doing all of these things, and you know when he gets to it because you and what you're making for him, it's not going anywhere. It's, you know, to him, what's important is that this new client just called me on the phone and I need to get on the phone with him for an hour and a half and iron out this deal for $50,000.
Okay.
What you're doing is not going to go anywhere, you see. Okay, so
I get it.
And then when I pull it as a I did a flat out yes no, you know, is he going to stiff you? And I got no. Five no cards, you know. So
okay.
It looks really cool, you know. It looks like everything is fine. It's just going to take a little bit of time, and then the Knight of Coins and the Page of Coins, you know, they're examining their coin. Yeah, you know, he really wants to, you know, look this over. He wants his wife to be able to come and look it over. The Knight of Cups is showing up. I think you're going to get a message on this fairly soon, you know, not too long, you know, but it's just the timing, you know, and that's the other thing about us entrepreneurs is that we get so wrapped up in things, we don't think about, oh yeah, you know, I really should have texted Eileen and told her that this came up followed by this followed. We don't think like that. We think, you know, she'll be there when I get to her, you know, and it's not in a bad way. It's not like, you know, they're not being, I can't think of the right word for it here, you know, not being civil, not, being courteous. Courteous is more of the word I'm looking for.
That's what I put in the text to him. I said, out of consideration.
Right. So that's the thing. It's not that he is knowingly trying to be discourteous. That's not what's going on. It's just that entrepreneurs are quite frequently not the most courteous people if they get involved in some kind of, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that this is the way things are with business people. You know, it happens that way, especially if they're the big thinkers and the sales getters versus the customer service people. See, the customer service people, they're going to be really courteous to everybody, whereas the big thinkers are like, okay, I got this, And so let's see what Charlotte and Sharona are getting. Are you guys getting that, this is going to go through for Eileen, or getting something different than I'm getting?
Well, it's interesting. The first card that came up for me was the King of Wands. So he's a very, busy person.
That's what I got,
But I do believe he's an honorable person. And I think something probably came up that demanded his attention. So maybe a way to use the energy and feelings that you're experiencing is maybe maybe it's like an emergency. Send him a little love. Maybe he needs a little, positive light in whatever is going on with him. Because forget.
Are you okay?
People.
I just want to check in and see if you're okay.
Gotcha.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, he owns a big roofing corporation. Yeah, so they're one of the top-notch roofing corporations. Yeah, and then what you said, Zach, too, regarding that is that there's a big oil painting that I have in my studio here that he just fell in love with, so that's why he wants to bring his wife. So I'm just stepping back, and I'm allowing, and I've just surrendered to it.
I love that idea that Sharona suggested about sending him love. And, you don't have to do it. You don't have to call him up or text him and say, dude, I'm sending you love. But, from your heart to his heart, just think about this big bubble of love and enveloping him and his wife. And, no matter what's happened, none of us can have too much love in our life. And for me, I went a more simpler route. I pulled out my pendulum, which I frequently do for questions like this. My first question is Eileen going to get stiffed from this guy? The answer was no. The second question, is he going to show up? The answer is yes. Is he going to show up within 7 days? The answer was yes.
Cool. Okay,
so that's
good.
What my pendulum had to say about it. I love the more in-depth things like the Dax does, but just pure and simple, pendulum is like, no, you're not going to get stiff. Yes, he's going to show up. And yes, within 7 days was what it said. So.
Okay, I feel better.
Don't forget the love, because
I'm vibrating it out to him right now.
When you
right
do
there.
That, you're going to free up yourself as well. And
exactly.
And it's going to, and I will, because I can tell you from personal experience that I had some people that I had some conflict with that I really wanted to think bad things, and I made myself stop. And as a daily practice, I sent them love, and it made my day so much easier. And if I couldn't manage love that day, I sent them grace.
Okay.
And it makes it
there
and,
you go.
And it makes a difference. So
okay, cool.
I hope that helped, Eileen.
It did. Thank you guys.
Good.
Very much.
Thanks for calling.
Yep.
Thanks for your call.
To the show.
I will. Thanks.
Keep on listening. Thanks for calling in. Sometimes, people's minds just need to be put at ease, Something else I wanted to ask you and Sharona about, Charlotte, is in relation to this, is, more and more I'm feeling urged to tell callers when they call in, and they have various issues along these lines, that their energy could be better served, you know, being used elsewhere. Oh my God, you know, he didn't show up. Oh my God, this happened or that. Instead of that, you know, just exuding the love, or the opposite of whatever it is that you're, that's coming into you. What do you guys think about that? That just came to me during that conversation.
Well, that's where the magic occurs. You have to take the energy of a situation where it's challenging, and you merely shift the energy. And when you mm-hmm. do that, you're able to change everything. So we really have to control where our emotions and thoughts go. And whenever mm-hmm. they kind of seem to be getting negative, you just have to reframe it, and it will change
right.
the situation.
You know, it's we're wasting too much time and energy on all of these things that we really don't have control over, and we should just get on with it. You know what I mean? What about you, Charlotte?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I completely and totally agree, but I'm going to play a little bit of the devil's advocate here because,
okay.
while simplistically, it's a very easy thing to say and do, to put into practice is another really difficult thing because, you know, take somebody, you know, like somebody cuts in front of you in line at the grocery store. Yeah, that's easy enough to go. Okay, whatever, this is irritating, but I'm going to send you love instead. But then take somebody who's, you know, giving you some sort of grief much bigger than that and on a much deeper emotional and painful level. That's where the true test comes in being able to send those people love. And I found the proof was in the pudding because I really had to humble myself to send, when I was doing this practice, to send those people the love and grace and mean it. Because if you're just going in your head, yeah, sending love, blah, blah, blah. Okay, good, I can go now. Mea culpa. You know, no, it doesn't work that way. So I'm going to say yes to everything you said, but I also want to acknowledge that it's not as easy as it sounds. If that makes sense. And
mm-hmm.
so we do have to work at it because it doesn't, eventually it will just come natural. But right now, for most people, that is not the nature of man.
So let's see, where are we time-wise here? Okay, so I guess before we do the upcoming shows, you want to go take another call or two here? Let's see who's been waiting the longest. Charlotte, Sharona, you're quiet.
Let's take another caller.
Yeah, another caller sounds great.
Let's see, area code 804 has been waiting the longest. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, good evening to all of y'all, and thanks for taking my call. My name is Vernell, and I'm calling from the state of Virginia.
Hey, Vernell. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Hello. I appreciate y'all taking my call. The reason why I'm calling is because there's a situation that I'm not really sure of. I had one of my cats put down last month because she was sick, and I had her for a long time. And last fall, I had another cat put down, I still got her sister with me, and both of them were tortoiseshell colored cats, and that's like, you know, they're black all over with brown throughout their fur. And I have been seeing that the sister that I still have, she seems like she's either bored or lonely. Not really sure which is which, but because she's so used to being around other cats. And so I was thinking about going to Craigslist in the pet section to see if I could find a cat or cats that she might like being around. But truth be told, where I live at, they say you can only have one pet, but some of these other people out here have more than one dog or a cat or whatever. Let's see, the ad in Craigslist, I've seen one solid black cat, and the person said she wasn't able to take care of it anymore, and she was like around 10 years old. And this other lady who her job is making her leave the country, and she have a cat that kind of looks like the cat I have now. And there's another cat with her that's kind of like a tabby cat, you know, kind of like a gray and black striped cat. So I'm not really sure what to do, and I was wondering if y'all could tell me what do y'all see about the whole situation.
I am just going to say that what I know about cats personally is that it's really hard to bring another adult cat into an established home, an established cat home. And so while I think it's super cool and super awesome that you want to bring in a senior cat, I would caution you that you may have personality problems and you may end up having cats living in two separate parts of your house. But if you could do it on a trial basis, and if, you know, anytime you bring another cat into a household, there's a big adjustment period, and it's not just one or two days. In my experience, it's been weeks. And so, you know, you would, you know, if you would be okay with them having, you know, separate parts of the house to live in case they didn't get along, and separate litter boxes, I would say go for it. And, but just with the caution of knowing that there may be some personality conflict there, because cats tend to be quite territorial.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
yeah, that's true.
But bless your heart for wanting to take in a senior cat. I mean, I think that is so admirable and so awesome. So I really hope it works out for you and for the 10-year-old cat. I just think it's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I seem to couldn't really pick which cats I should get in, or if I should just get in there at all. My cat here name is Lucy, and I mean, I was wondering, should I, you know, from the start, I was wondering if I should get another cat. Because I wasn't sure if she was bored or lonely, because she's just by herself now. so that's why it was so hard for me to decide on what to do. And the cats is three cats. You know, it's two from one household, and there's a solid black one. And I wish I can get them all.
Yeah, that's how I am too. I am such a sucker for animals that need a new home, which is partly why when Wednesday shows are a little bit noisy, because I do have a house full of, you know, rescued animals. But the other thing I would say is, if you do decide to take on a 10-year-old, I would say, you know, that's something that you're going to have to commit to, no matter how it works out, until you could find another home, because obviously taking it to the shelter is not, you know, is not really an option once you've brought the cat into your house. But, I mean, obviously better than just turning it loose, but not really fair to the kitty. So, Dax or Shona, are you seeing anything in the cards about that?
It's interesting. I also pulled up the Justice card, and that was at the same moment that Rennell was talking about, you know, it may, you know, as far as your living is concerned, there is, you're only supposed to have so many pets. Did I hear that correctly? So with that card popping up, that's usually an indication to kind of be careful if you have like a lease or any kind of agreement. So I also go along with what Charlotte is saying. It might be, you know, send some extra love to, is it Lucy, the kitty? And kind of hold off on bringing in another kitty at this moment.
Okay. All of the cats that I saw, will they be going to good homes? I mean, at least that's what I'm hoping, even if I don't get them.
Well, you can send them, you know, send all those precious kitties, and I know that Charlotte and Dax and I will do that too. Let's just hold those kitties in our consciousness and make sure that the angels send them to the perfect homes.
Okay.
Yes, ask Colin, Archangel Raphael and Archangel Ariel to help make sure that happens and put that energy out there and see it happening. See it happening in your head. See that cat, those cats in happy, loving, understanding homes. And then I'm also a firm believer that animals come to us when the time is right. Mm-hmm. And you know, I mean, it's almost like they don't give you an option of whether they're going to be part of your life or not. And that's what it, you know, so I would also take that into consideration, but.
Hope that helped you out, Rennell.
It does. I just didn't want Lucy to be alone or feel alone, and since she's the only one.
Are you home during the day?
I'm living in a place where there's that's for seniors and disabled, and I'm considered disabled by Social Security standards. And I got a lot of health problems going on.
So I'm just going to jump in and say, you know what? She probably isn't that lonely because cats are like royalty, honestly. They're like royalty. They like to be the one and only. They like that's my old girl. That's my old three-legged girl chiming in, agreeing with me. It was so funny. Uh-huh. She's a little hermit. She usually stays under the bed, but she has made herself known during this conversation, which I think is so funny that she's coming in and chiming in with us. But cats are like royalty, and so as long as you're there with your kitty all the time, I'm going to guess she probably really isn't that lonely.
They're
probably is. It probably does miss its friends some, but they are also far more in tune to the other side than we are, and so she's probably visiting with her friend every day anyway.
Yeah, and dogs have a harder trouble. Dogs have more problems with that than cats do. Cats are able to, you know, just shake it off, and as long as you're around too, then, you know, they're not going to be lonely, you know. And I got lots of experience with cats, and, you know, cats generally do prefer to be, you know, the center of attention and the only one there, or sometimes the opposite of that. It's like, you know, don't bother me. I'm okay, you know. the way cats are, you know. Yeah, well, we got to run, Rennell. Thanks so much for the call, though. The time is, like, really escaping us here.
Oh, yeah, I understand. And I thank y'all.
Thank you very much. Have a great week, there.
I know she's still listening. And Rennell, I just want to say, I just love so much that you are so concerned about your lovely cats. It's beautiful. And thanks for caring so much for them and for being a good animal steward. And I'm sending love to you, Rennell. All right.
Awesome. So we're almost at the end of the show. We need to try to get another call in here, but wow, we just went right past the bottom of the hour break. I got to set alarms or something so that I know we have to do the bottom of the hour break, because it's always 40 minutes in, 45 minutes in, and then it's like, oh yeah, we didn't do the bottom of the hour break, or then it's the top of the next hour, and we're only just getting around to the bottom of the hour break, 30 minutes late. Anyway, because we need to do upcoming shows and so forth. Who's got the list? Sharona, I think you were going to do upcoming.
I have the list, and we have some really awesome shows that are coming your way. Tomorrow, June 27th, we have Stephanie's Guided Tarot, and she's on every Thursday, and you can call in for a mini tarot reading. So that's tomorrow, Thursday, and then Friday, there looks like a really cool episode that's coming up with host Dr. Rose Wilkerson, Kathy Shogren, and our wonderful Dax Carlisle, and there's going to be a master hypnotist that'll be a guest, Jennifer Mateo. So that sounds really awesome. And on Saturday, it will be Psychic Saturday, open lines and mini readings. And that will be with Mary Brown and Dax Carlisle again. And then Sunday, looks like there's an episode of Cooch's Cosmic Cafe. And she's a tarot master and really writes a lot of wonderful books. And that's going to be on Sunday. So you want to just go into our website at PsychicTalkNet. I love it that we are the radio network with spirit. Just go in there and see what's up.
Sounds like a lot of great shows coming up, and there is, because we have so many great hosts that I love hearing the lineup for the next week or two. And I know coming up in July, this is way out there, but we had to reschedule Aurora Dawn, but we're negotiating a new date with her, and so you're not going to want to miss that show. Yeah.
No, there's five Wednesdays.
Sounds like fun.
And,
wonderful.
Hopefully we can get her like around the 17th or the 24th, maybe the 31st, but hopefully before then, hopefully around the 17th or the 24th. And then hopefully Sharona's going to be joining us for as many shows as she can. Are you going to be here next week? Can you make the 3rd?
I have to check my book. So let's see, maybe.
Okay, hopefully.
I know,
we'll be back next week.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed for you, Sharona, because you bring the love, and it's just the energy of this Wednesday show is just so lovely. I mean, it's just, and when you join us, it just kicks it up one more notch. And I absolutely love it. I just get to bask in the glow of the good energy between you and Dax and the callers, and really just like
we have too much fun
Wednesday afternoon.
I like how we get into some interesting conversations too.
Exactly.
Yeah, today certainly took a diversion.
I mean,
it was interesting and pertinent you know, so I say bring it. That's what makes it so fun.
It's great information. I think we're doing a big service, getting, you know, great information, life information out to people, you know. And I mean, I don't know, maybe the call, the callers, you know, because they're waiting for their call, you know, they're waiting to get on. And so it might not be so exciting for them, you know, and who knows, maybe the listeners out there, maybe they're like, you know, falling asleep. But what my point is we're having fun though, you know. It's interesting to us, so it's probably interesting to at least some folks out there, I hope.
I would hope so as well, but I do know because having come from being one of the callers, I do know the frustration of sitting on hold while the host wax poetic about something. I'm like, really? I just have a question I want answered. I just want you to give me a mini reading. I'm selfish.
Yep.
Shut up. But,
it's from their perspective. You know, I mean, they don't realize, you know, I don't think we say this often enough on the network, on the shows, that the shows aren't here for the caller. They're here for the listeners. Do you see the difference?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're lucky enough to get through and get a free reading, you know, underline free, you know, that's awesome. You know, I mean, it should be worth the wait regardless. And the other thing is, you know, if you want to take the chance, call in later in the show. You know, we may not get to you because you're calling in later and, you know, but then again, we might not have a lot of callers and come right to you. It's the luck of the chance. The other thing is we're on 7 days a week. So there's plenty of opportunities to call in and everything. Yeah. And
twice a day.
Yeah. And
right?
You know, there's
Sundays are on twice a day now.
On Mondays there's two shows, but a lot of the Wisdom of the Soul shows are pre-recorded, so they're not taking calls, but the thing is that there's six other shows. You know, whatever day you're on, you know, if you don't get through, call in the next day. And, you know, there's a school of thought that we actually take too many calls, that we really should be limiting it to, like, you know, 2-3 callers, you know, and more content, you know. So it's debatable depending on, you know, different angles you're coming at it and, you know, it's basically what's the point of the show? What are you trying to accomplish? So, like on Thursdays, Stephanie does all calls the entire show because that's what the show's about. The show's about her readings, mm-hmm. her reading style, and promoting for her paid readings. I mean, that's what the show is about. Whereas other shows, like Tay Catherine's, on Monday, her show's purpose is putting out information, and she takes a couple of calls. You know, she doesn't take calls all show long. Mm-hmm. She does a guided meditation. She does a discussion. She does the energy of the week. You know, it takes a good 40, 45, 50 minutes, and she might squeeze a couple of calls in. Whereas Stephanie's show has a completely different purpose. Yeah.
Right, and I will say that as a host, I really enjoy being able to take more time with people rather than, because I really enjoyed talking to Eileen. Ranelle. Well, Eileen, too.
Ranelle.
I like talking to Ranelle, Eileen, too. But Ranelle, I liked being able to chat with her a little bit about that instead of just, you know, here's your answer, here's the door, you know, it was, we were able to discuss and talk and
well, that's
like
an interesting take
little more
too,
time, so.
Because yeah, I know some hosts they want to, you know, take a lot, get a lot of callers in, so they, you know, go boom, 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 boom. And generally, that's the way we've always done it, because we're only supposed to spend a couple of minutes with each caller. But there's, you know, your take is on it is really good too, because even if you don't take a lot of callers, just the time that you spend with like two or three callers, it's not just for that caller. You know, the people listening are getting a lot out of it too, because what's applicable for the one caller is applicable for the other listeners, right?
I agree completely. There's hardly ever been a show that I've listened to that the message that I wasn't able to take away personally something from the message from almost every caller.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's been that way, you know, with other, like, you know, I've followed a couple of people like, you know, Radley Valentine every Sunday does a half an hour of free readings. And honestly, if you're not taking away stuff from the other callers, you're not trying hard enough, because it's, the message is universal. I mean, even though you're unique, you're not that unique. But if that makes sense.
No, actually, I think the opposite, you know, exactly what you're saying. I think there's much more commonality than there is uniqueness, to be honest. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so Sharona was messaging me about the crystal of the week. We actually do have another caller.
Let's take the caller. And we'll, when Sharona, next week, if Sharona's here, we can talk about our crystals and angels and chakras and how does that
yeah,
sound,
well,
Sharona? Is that okay with you?
Sounds like a plan.
We can lead with the crystal of the week. In fact, we can do two crystals of the week. We can do this week's and next week's. We'll just lead with that. Chris, you heard it here first, folks. Crystals of the week's coming up next Wednesday. But we're going to take a last caller before we go off the air here. We're going to take 407. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Lori, and I'm calling from Central Florida.
Wow,
hey,
two calls
from
Florida today.
Oh, it's a beautiful day, and I am open to receiving whatever kind of a spirit message or otherwise I'd be very, very humbled to receive.
Oh, you know, Charlotte, because we have our guest co-host of the week, Sharona here. That sounds like something right up her alley, too. You know, maybe an angel message, Sharona, or something, whatever comes to you for Lori.
Well, right away, the archangel that came through is Archangel Zadkiel. And that is the archangel that is associated with tapping into the wisdom of the universe and spiritual guidance. So, what you need to do is just feel that there, he's saying, feel a loving guidance that is inside your mind and just listen in, and all the answers will come through. And it gives you the ability, I know we've been talking a lot about how to create your reality. Zadkiel is all about creating your own reality, and that you have the ability to transform it, and that you can transmute any challenging situation. And tapping into your intuition, that is how Zadkiel is going to be talking to you. And his other message that he has is to remember and say to yourself that you are aligned with a higher wisdom,
and to pay attention to your dreams and your intuition.
I've got a message that goes along with what you just said there, Sharona. The message coming through is success for you, and I don't know what that means. I mean, it could be like how Sharona just said, in any situation. But the message is success will come from looking outside the box, from not paying attention to what everybody else is doing, but look at the world 180 degrees upside down from how everybody else is seeing it. You got anything, Charlotte? Any messages for Lori?
I love the synchronicities of this because I pulled from Kyle Gray's Angels and Ancestors deck, and I got Father Sky, and it says, trust in the unknown. So it's basically, it's saying that, like, this card shows up when there are opportunities to improve the connection with the unknown and to kind of step out of your own way and to trust, and that basically everything Sharona just said. So I'm like, I don't really need to say anything more because this card just basically said everything.
But it's
Sharona
great confirmation.
Yeah. And then I did pull a second card and got Archangel Ariel, and she's telling you to be courageous and to stand up for your beliefs. So, that ties into it because it does take courage to step back and to surrender.
And to think outside of the box takes courage, too.
Yeah, exactly. So,
not just going along with what everybody else is doing, but, you know, finding your own way.
Yeah.
So I hope that helped you out, Lori.
You are a co-creator of your life. I mean, you're co-creator of your life, so... you know,
great,
it's like we've been talking
there
about the whole show. Every thought, feeling, intention, emotion, it's all, you know, what you put out and what you create.
That's how I've always lived my life. I have never been one to follow the fashions, the trends, or really the books or anything anyone else is into. I don't know what it is, but ever since I was a little child, I always wanted my own stuff. I want to do it my way. I want my own stuff. It just never stopped.
Yeah.
Ever since I can remember. So from what I'm digesting, processing, is that's going to get me somewhere. Just continue to be me.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you sound like me. I've always marched to the beat of my own drum.
Yeah, and it's not... I don't like people. I love people. I love groups. But there's a time to be social and to have groups. But I enjoy spending time alone and being in nature. And I don't really feel alone. And when those readings were being read to me, I felt this warmth coming, overcoming my forehead, radiating all through my arms. And even my stomach started making sounds. So... y'all must have hit a button inside because something vibrant happened.
That's awesome. That is so awesome.
Alrighty. Well, thanks for the call, Lori. Glad you got something out of that.
Great way to end the show.
Great way to end the show. Thanks for being on, Sharona, too, as our guest co-host. And by the way, Sharona just confirmed in our private message that you can make the third, right?
I'll be back.
Yay!
And I'm looking forward to it.
And I am over here doing a little happy dance. Woohoo! Well, I'm really not because then all the dogs would bark, but instead of just my... That is so funny that, and I apologize to the callers, but that little dog that you've heard today, she seriously is a hermit. She lives under the bed, but today she has chosen to be out with us for this show and make herself known. And she's usually just quiet, and you hardly ever even know she's on. You know, she's just always there. She is.
Well, I only heard
her
the one time when we were talking about the cat.
Yeah,
I haven't heard her except then.
Yeah. You're
so
just
we're not even.
Now.
We're just not hearing stuff. We're blocking that out. It's true. So I want to thank all the callers and all the listeners and say goodbye to everybody. And goodbye, Charlotte. Goodbye, Sharona.
See
we'll be
you
back
guys.
Next
bye
week.
Bye. Love you all. Big hearts to you
bye.
Guys.
Bye, everybody.